You're going to get this lecture today in stereo. Because I'm going to say, and then he is going to translate. I've always wondered what it was like to be on the receiving end. I guess you learn the lecture very well because you hear it twice. Well, they asked me for a title for today's lecture at the last moment. So I asked him, he gave the answer. We're going to talk about Moha Jala, the fisherman's net of Maya. The basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness is not very difficult, at least in theory. I am an eternal spiritual being, and I have a material body which is like a coat or a shirt that I am wearing. Dehino smiñyatha dehe komaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhirasthatra numuyati. The body moves from boyhood to youth, to middle age, to old age. Whatever I say, the body moves from boyhood to youth, to middle age, to old age. This is not something unique to the Hare Krishna devotees. This is something that any child, any person can see. It is common sense. The body is changing. We have heard this many times before. Every 7 or 8 years, all the cells in the body change. Unfortunately, the most uncommon thing in the world, what is the most uncommon thing in the world? Well, no, that's from another lecture. The most uncommon thing in the world is common sense. The body must die today, tomorrow, next month, 100 years from now, we hope, is our future hope. It's not a very long time. There are different species of life everywhere in the universe. If you look in the water, there are so many aquatics. Just go for a dive in the water over there, and you'll see so many fish, so many plants. Put on a scuba diving outfit, go deeper. You'll see more plants, more fish, Maybe you'll run into a Tamingala fish. Have you heard of the Tamingala fish? He swallows whales for breakfast. You can't live in the water, but there are so many species of life that are suited to living in the water. Just dig a hole in the earth. You'll find so many bugs and insects and worms that live there all the time. They have their apartments there, they have their workplace there, everything. Have you ever visited an ant hill? It's a very complex apartment building. You can't live there. But so many living beings are living there. Just fly in the sky, you'll find so many birds, so many living beings that live in the air. It looks like there's only about 50 or 75 living beings here today at the lecture. But I never attract less than a million living beings to my lectures. There are so many germs, so many flies. On other planets there are living beings. All these living beings have the symptoms of consciousness. As soon as they leave their bodies, the body is finished. This is the condition of this material world. These are what is known as axiomatic truths. Know that word? But he's always trying to upstage me. The human form of life is the only form of life that we have a chance to realize ourselves. This is such a valuable opportunity. We can have sex in any species of life. You can get it better as a pigeon or as a hog. You can sleep as a bear for 6 months. You can eat meat as a tiger without cooking it, without adding spices, without taking out the blood. But human life is so valuable because we can think, who am I? We can act and we can experience and then we can examine our experience. So why doesn't everybody take to self-realization? Because they're caught in the net of illusion.
Zbog toga što su uhvaćeni u mreži iluzije.
We don't know how,
ne znamo kako,
but somehow
nekako,
we have come to this world, and since a long, long time,
došli smo u ovaj svijet već dugo, dugo vremena,
we have been thinking, I am the body.
Mislimo, ja sam tijelo.
Instead of a hum brahmasmi, we are thinking a hum sharir.
Umjesto hum brahmasmi, mi mislimo hum sharir.
The body is asat, temporary.
Tijelo je asat, privremeno.
It is achit, it is full of ignorance.
Ono ne znanje.
And near Ananda, it is full of distress and misery. It's too hot and we have to wave a magazine in front of our face. No, go ahead, no problem. It's too, our body gets troubled by so many diseases. If you think that diseases are troubling the world now, just wait till the next millennium. You ain't seen nothing yet. You know what the biggest disease is in the next millennium? Not my idea. The Supreme Personality of United Nations. World Health Organization. WHO. They got a funny name. Who? They just add am I, they would be perfect. World Health Organization, WHO. Now, if they just add at the end of it, am I, who am I, you might be doing good work. They have determined the biggest disease in the next millennium is going to be mental illness. The miseries of this material world are increasing day by day. Just last year, it came in the Croatian newspapers, therefore it must be true. That last year alone, 27 new wars were started on this planet.
Da je samo prošle godine 27 novih ratova započeto na ovom planetu.
So, old age, disease, death, birth, there are five-fold material miseries. You know, does everybody know the five-fold material miseries?
Da li svako zna pet nesreća u svijetu?
You've got these memorized?
Imate ih zapamćene.
Birth,
rođenje,
death,
smrt,
disease,
bolest,
old age,
starost,
new age.
New age.
Thank you, Jai Advaita Swami. So somehow or other, we have become attached to this body. Actually, this is madness. Please understand that we are all a bunch of raving lunatics. No offense intended. But the facts are true. We identify with the body.
Ali to su činjenice, mi se poistovjećujemo s ovim tijelom.
Have any of you heard of Shirley MacLaine?
Da li je to da čuo za Shirley MacLaine?
Yeah, everybody's heard of Shirley MacLaine. She thinks she was Cleopatra in her last life?
Ona myslí, že byla Kleopatra v tom prošlom životu.
She's mad.
Ona je luda.
Anybody who thinks that they are someone that they are not is mad.
Bilo to, ko myslí, da je ono što nije, je lud.
We are thinking that I am this body, this bag of blood and bones.
Mi mislimo da smo ovo tijelo, ova vreća krvi i kosti.
So this is madness.
To je ludina.
We get some pleasure. There is no doubt.
Neko zadovoljstvo postoji. Nema sumnje.
I can't lie to you because every day you experience sense pleasure.
Ne mogu vam lagati, jer svaki dan osjećate neko osjećajno zadovoljstvo.
I can't bluff you.
Ne mogu vam blasirati.
I can't say, just chant everybody, chant Hare Krishna, and you'll never think of sense gratification again.
Ne mogu kazati samo mantrajte, mantrajte Hare Krishna i više nikada nećete misliti na osjetilno uživanje.
You all experience sense gratification.
Svi imate to iskustvo osjetilnog zadovoljstva.
Every day.
Svaki dan.
But on the other side,
druge strane,
you experience so much misery every day.
Iskušavate toliko mnogo bijeda svaki dan.
And the worst misery is the mind.
A najveća bijeda je um.
The mind is full of anxiety.
Um je pun tjeskoba.
The mind is full of fear.
Um je pun strah.
The mind is always calculating.
Uvijek preračunava.
Profit and loss.
Dobitak i gubitak.
Victory and defeat.
Pobjeda i poraz.
The mind is always playing games with every other person.
Um uvijek igra igrice sa svakom drugom osobom.
Will I be the best kirtan leader or will he?
Hoću li ja biti najbolji, hoću li ja najbolje voditi kirtan ili on?
Will my sari look better than the other ladies, or will someone else have better jewelry than me? And we're actually reasonably good. Just think of the gross material world. People are constantly competing with one another for sense gratification.
Ljudi se stalno međusobno natječu za čulnim uživanjem.
And to get ahead they can do anything.
I da bi bili u prednosti spremni su sve učiniti.
They can kill, they can steal, they can cheat, they can lie.
Mogu ubiti, mogu krasti, mogu varati, mogu lagati.
And they do.
I to učini.
So, what is the reason for all of this? Krishna says, Daivi Hiesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya. This material world is working under my energy. My energy known as Maya.
Mojom energijom poznatom kao Maya.
Ma means not and ya means this.
Ma znači ne, a ya znači ovo.
So Maya means not this.
So the Maya znači ne ovo.
I am not this body.
Ja nisam ovo tijelo.
And Krishna says this illusion.
I Krishna kaže ta iluzija.
This illusion that I am the body is duratyaya, very, very difficult to overcome.
I ta iluzija, ja sam ovo tijelo, to je vrlo teško na boju.
But he says, mam eva ye papadyante, mayam etam tarantite. One who surrenders to me can't come out of this illusion.
Osoba koja mi se preda može se izići iznad te iluzije.
So, in Bengal there is an expression mohajala.
Bengal postoji izraz mohajala.
It refers to a fisherman's net.
Odnosi se na ribarevu mrežu.
And the net is such
mreža je takva
that the I don't know the mesh a net the it's called the mesh. The weave Yeah, like that. That's right. Huh? Yeah. And the fish, there's two levels of the mesh. There's two levels of the net. So the fish goes in, gets its head into one end of the net, or one point in the net. And as you all know, fish have what are called gills through which they breathe that come back from their head. So when she gets in, she can't go forward because the next mesh is a little smaller. So then she tries to back out, or he, whoever it is, he or she fish. But the gills get caught in that doorway in which she came in. And the more she struggles to get out of the net, the more she's entangled in illusion. The more she's entangled in the net. I am constantly amazed how people don't take up some kind of serious spiritual life. I don't even mind if they don't come to ISKCON's temple or read Bhagavad Gita. Let them at least go to their church or their temple or mosque
and
let them control their mind and senses. Let them perform a little austerity. Let them live simply. Let them try to discuss higher topics than eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Every time I talk to devotees who have just recently come and who are working in some job, they always tell me how distressed they are. Because in their workplace, everybody around them simply wants to talk about nonsense. The men simply want to talk about the football match. Mr. Tudjman, the latest joke. You hear the latest joke about Tudjman? He had a meeting with Bill Clinton. You heard this one? So Bill Clinton was trying to advise him that he should surround himself with intelligent men. He said, for instance, I have Al Gore. Al Gore is the vice president. So he called Al Gore and he asked Al Gore, who is your father's son but not your brother? So Al Gore said, it's me, Al Gore. Right? So Mr. Tudjman was very impressed. So he went back to Zagreb and he called his some minister. What was his name?
Pašalić.
So he asked him,
I pitao ga,
he says, who is your father's son, but not you? But not your brother. Who is your father's son, but not your brother? So then the man said, that's a tough one. I'll have to think about that for a little while. So he went away and started asking different people, and he couldn't get an answer. So then he met
Rachana,
and he asked him, who is your father's son, but not your brother? So the man said, it's me. So then,
Pašalić
went back to Tudjman and said, it's... So Tudjman said, no, you fool, it's Al Gore. I love that one, I couldn't resist. But, you know, you go to work and that's all they talk about is politics. Who ran off with whose wife? Football match. All nonsense things. So the devotees are distressed. How can I stay in such association? So I'm always amazed how people cannot see that they're already suffering and they're going to suffer much, much more. I remember when I was young, I was actually a great saint. But once in a while I got drunk. And I can remember in high school getting drunk and waking up the next morning and not remembering a thing about what happened. I would have a black eye, blood on my jacket, but I thought, boy, I sure must have had a good time last night. It was really fun. So people are like that. They're in illusion and they cannot get out. The more they try to solve the problems of material existence, because they're using the same material logic, they just become more deeply entangled. Now they're very... Oh, here's a good one. For so many years in the West, people were so proud of their shaving cream. Along with shaving cream, there are many other things, but shaving cream is the most prominent thing I can think of. The thing that makes the shaving cream come out of the can is called fluorocarbon. Fluorocarbon.
Fluorocarbonic.
Huh? fluorocarbon. So they were so proud, you know, just Gillette all over your face. But now, practically, it's becoming more and more dangerous just to go out in the sunlight. Because these fluorocarbons, along with other toxic substances, have burned a hole in the ozone layer. And the ozone layer protects the earth from ultraviolet rays of the sun. If you face a certain amount of ultraviolet rays, it completely degenerates your body.
Ako dođete u kontakt sa određenom količinom ultraljubičastog zračenja, ono totalno uništava vaše tijelo.
So it was so simple before to shave your face.
Toga prije bilo tako jednostavno da obrijete svoje lice.
Just put on a little soap, regular soap, and shave your face. Everybody did it.
Samo stavite malo običnog sapuna na lice i obrijete se. To je svaki raz.
But because somebody got the bright idea to have something in the what went and foamed up, now we can't even go out in the sunlight. And according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, there will come a day when we will have ruined this planet so badly.
I prema Srimad Bhagavatamu doće dan kada ćemo uništiti ovu planetu koliko
that we will all have to live, or they will all have to live underground.
Da ćemo svi mi, odnosno svi oni, morati živjeti pod zemljom.
Hopefully the devotees will have gone back to Godhead.
Nadamo se da će Bhakti da tada već otići nazad u život.
So, for a little problem, one little problem, they create three new problems as a solution.
I tako za jedan mali problem, oni stvore još tri problema kao rješenje.
So this is the fisherman's net of illusion.
To je ribareva mreža iluzije.
But Krishna gives us the solution. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam taranti te. If you surrender to me, then you can cross the ocean of Maya.
Ako se predaš meni, onda možeš preći ocean Maya.
You can cut through the fog.
Možeš izrezati kroz mlaku.
People have got brain fog.
Ljudi imaju moždanu mlaku.
But if you saturate your mind with Krishna katha,
ali ako ispunite svoj um sa Krishna katha, pričamo Krishna,
then all the fog will clear up like when the sun comes in the morning.
Onda će se sva magla razbistriti kao kada sunce izađe ujutro.
Krishna surya sama maya hai andakar jaha Krishna taha nahi maya radikar. Krishna is like the sun and maya is just like darkness.
Krishna je poput sunca, maya je poput mraka.
So it is not possible for darkness to exist when there is light. Darkness, by definition, is the absence of light. So we need to hear, constantly hear these subject matters.
Mi trebamo stalno slušati te teme.
There is a great deal to hear.
Postoji puno toga za slušanje.
I personally have lived in India for 27 years.
Ja sam osobno živio u Indiji 27 godina.
I went there in 1972.
Otišao sam 72.
And I have seen so much of Indian culture.
Vidio sam toliko mnogo indijske kulture.
The last vestiges, the last remnants, the last... And still, even today, especially in South India, you will find some culture left.
Ali ipak danas, specijalno u Južnoj Indiji, naići ćete na neke tragove kulture.
If it helps your preaching,
ako će pomoći vašem propovjedanju,
you can say that we're studying Indian culture.
Možete reći da mi studiramo indijsku kulturu.
But today's India is also completely an illusion.
Ali današnja Indija je isto tako totalno u iluziji.
We are actually interested in Vedic culture.
Mi smo zapravo zainteresirani za vedsku kulturu.
And there's so much depth there.
Tu postoji toliko dubine.
Just while we were coming here in the car, someone was playing Bhakti Charu Maharaja's tape.
Kada smo dolazili vamo u auto, neko je puštao kazete od Bhakti Charu Maharaja.
How many of you have that tape?
Koliko od vas ima tu uvodnicu?
Isn't it a beautiful tape? Very sweet. Those nice instruments, the sarod and the tampura and the tabla. In the latest Hare Krishna dedicated to Odissi dancing, Odissi. Odissi is from Orissa, Jagannath. Devadasi, called Devadasi.
Da postoji dobrih 10 minuta koje je posvećeno tome plesu.
It tells the story of what the dancers do, or used to do especially, in India, dancing for Jagannath.
Priča tome što su plesači radili u Indiji plešući za Jagannath.
It describes their training.
Opisuje njihov trening.
It describes all their mudras, you know, whatever they do. And then it describes some of the devotees from the West who are now involved.
Opisuje neke bhakte sa zapada koji su sada uključeni.
And it's so beautiful.
I to je tako prekrasno.
There's so much philosophy. There's so much in Ayurveda. Medicine. Dhanurveda. Military science. Philosophy. But we have to get past stage one. So we have to keep repeating the same thing because we forget. Unfortunately, in the Western world, we are living in, it's like a giant brothel.
Na zapadnom svijetu mi živimo kao jednom velikom gigantskom kako da kažem bordel.
Men and women are simply captured by their bodies.
Muškarci i žene su jednostavno uhvaćeni svojim tijelima.
And everywhere you look,
gdje god pogledate,
there are television commercials, there are radio commercials.
Televizijske reklame, radio reklame.
There are giant hoardings or billboards or I don't know what you call them.
Ogromni plakati.
All of them directing us toward the body.
Svi nas usmjeruju prema tijelu.
It's very hard for us to practice Krishna consciousness.
Vrlo je teško za nas da prakticiramo svjesnost Krishna.
In this atmosphere. Therefore, we have to work closely together.
Moramo raditi blisko, skupa.
We have to help one another develop strength.
Trebamo pomoći jedan drugome da razvijemo snagu.
It is possible.
To je moguće.
Krishna says,
Krishna kaže,
that by constant practice, abhyasena tukonteya,
sa stalnim prakticiranjem,
vairagyena chagriyate, by a simple life,
jednostavnim životom,
vairagyena means a simple, reasonable life, but simple,
razumnim, ali jednostavnim životom.
The more we get caught up by the illusion of materialistic society,
što smo više uhvaćeni u iluziji materialističkog društva,
the more we try to increase our material facilities for sense gratification,
više pokušavamo povećati svoje materialističke mogućnosti za čujem uživanje,
the more we are going to be entangled in the bodily conception of life, even though we call ourselves devotees.
Da ćemo više biti uhvaćeni u materijalnoj koncepciji, tjelesnoj koncepciji života, iako se zovemo bhaktom.
It is not enough just to wear kantimala and tilak.
Nije dovoljno samo da nosimo tulsi, brojanicu, tilak.
And do a few niks niks ram rams.
I da iznantramo par šnik šnik ram ram.
But we have to try to see where we are and where we're going.
Moramo pokušati vidjeti gdje smo i kamo idemo.
It is possible to be successful.
Moguće je biti uspješan.
It is possible to be Krishna conscious in this lifetime.
Moguće je biti svjestan Krishna u ovom životu.
It is possible to be enlightened even now, before death.
Moguće je da budemo prosvjetljeni čak i sada, prije smrti.
It is possible to experience ananda.
Moguće je da iskusimo anandu.
This is superior to sukh and duk.
To je
happiness and distress.
Sreće i nesreće.
Happiness and Krishna says sukha duke same kritva labha labha jaya jaya. You have to be equanimical.
Moramo biti jednaki.
Krishna says matra sparsha stukantya sitoshna sukha dukha da tamsti tikshasva bharata. You have to learn to tolerate happiness and distress.
Morate naučiti da tolerirate sreću i nesreću.
So again, I'm not giving you anything new.
Opet ne dajem vam ništa novo.
I'm not here to tell you something that you may have already read in the Bhagavad Gita.
Nisam ovdje da vam kažem nešto što ste možda već pročitali u Bhagavad Gita.
But I'm simply here to tell you that you have to keep trying your best to it.
Samo da vam kažem da trebate pokušati da dajete sve od sebe.
To follow the process of bhakti yoga.
Da slijedite proces bhakti yoga.
To put Krishna in the center of your lives.
Da stavite Krishnu u centar vaših života.
It is valuable.
To je vrijedno.
When the materialistic man approached Sanatan Goswami,
kada je prišao Sanatan Goswami
for the most valuable thing,
za najvrijedniju stvar,
he said, I want your most priceless valuable thing.
On je rekao, želim tvoju najvrijedniju stvar.
He said, oh, it's over there in the garbage.
Rekao je, tamo je u smeću.
So the man went to get that parasmani, that touch stone, and then after receiving it he began to think, well, why is it here in the garbage? It means he must have something more valuable. And then he inquired about the most valuable thing, and Sanatan Goswami gave him Krishna consciousness.
I onda se počeo raspitivati o najvrijednije stvari i Sanatan Goswami mu je dao svjesnost Krishna.
I'm constantly amazed by the character of Duryodhana in the Mahabharat.
Stalno sam zapanjen karakterom Duryodhana u Mahabharat.
Duryodhana was born in a most exalted family line, family tradition.
Duryodhana je rođen u najuzvišenijoj rabinskoj tradiciji, Lin.
He was the son of Gandhari, the most chaste lady in all the universe.
Bio je sin Gandhari, jedna od najčestitijih žena u cijelom univerzumu.
He was the grandson of Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and the author of the Vedas.
Bio je unuk Vyasadeva, tvorca Veda, svevišnje božanske osobe.
He was a good administrator.
Bio je dobar administrator.
He was an expert soldier.
Bio je ekspertan vojnik.
He had very good material qualifications.
Imao je vrlo dobre materialističke kvalifikacije.
But he was told again and again and again by his advisors.
Ali njegovi ljudi koji su mu davali savjete iznova i iznova su mu govorili.
To give up his enmity towards the Pandavas. Enmity, animosity.
Da odustane od svog prijateljstva prema Pandavama. Neprijateljstva prema Pandavama.
Bhishma Dev, his grandfather told him,
Bhishmadev, njegov djedno je rekao,
Duryodhana, the greatest military guru on the planet at that time,
Duryodhana, najveći guru za ratne znanosti,
Kripacharya, son of a great sage,
Kripacharya, sin velikog mudraca,
Vidura, the Yamaraj incarnated,
Vidura, incarnacija Yamaraj.
They all advised him again and again.
Svi su ga savjetovali, iznova i iznova.
But he couldn't learn.
Ali nije mogao naučiti.
Before the war, he was advised by Krishna himself.
Prije rata, savjet mu je dao Krishna osobno.
He was advised by Markandeya Rishi, the oldest sage in the universe who had seen everything in history.
Najstariji mudrac u univerzumu koji je vidio sve u povijesti, Markandeya Rishi mu je dao savjet.
Narada Muni, highest sage amongst all the sages.
Najveći mudrac među svim mudracima.
They all advised him.
Svi su mu dali savjet.
But he couldn't see.
Ali nije mogao vidjeti.
Pasyanapi na pasyati. Although he had eyes to see, still he was more blind than his own father, Dhritarashtra.
Iako imao oči da vidi, bio je još slijepi od njegovog oca, Dhritarashtra.
So we should not take it for granted.
Toga ne bismo trebali uzeti zdravo za gotovo.
That because we have been exposed to Krishna consciousness,
da zbog toga što smo bili izloženi svjesnosti Krishna,
that we will automatically get all the benefit.
Da ćemo automatski dobiti sve dobrobiti.
You have to make an effort.
Morate se potruditi.
You have to use your intelligence.
Morate iskoristiti svoju inteligenciju.
Krishna consciousness is for intelligent people.
Svjesnost Krishna je za inteligentne ljude.
It is for the most intelligent people.
Za najinteligentnije ljude.
It's not a question of academic understanding.
Nije pitanje akademskog razumijevanja.
It's a question of being able to understand the purpose of human life.
Radi se o tome da možemo shvatiti svrhu ljudskog života.
Teshaṁ satata yuktanam bhajatam puriti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti. Krishna says that this knowledge, yena mam upayanti te, it will help you to reach the highest goal.
Znači ti ovo znanje pomoći da dođeš do najvišeg cilja.
Very often, people who are materially well situated,
ljudi koji su materijalno dobro i dobrom položaju,
cannot understand.
Ne mogu shvatiti.
In fact, their material opulence is an obstacle.
Zapravo njihovo materijalno obilje je prepreka.
Therefore we find the sages, the brahmanas.
Toga nalazimo mudrace, brahmane.
They kept themselves in a poor condition on purpose.
Oni su namjerno držali sebe u siromašnom stanju.
It's not that Vyasadeva couldn't have managed a factory.
Nije da Vyasadeva nije mogao upravljati fabrikom.
It's not that Narad Muni couldn't have gotten a job with IBM.
Nije da Narada Muni nije mogao dobiti posao u IBM.
It's not that these were stupid people. But they saw that the whole show was temporary. It's not worth investing your energy. Today, tomorrow, next month, it's going to be finished. So get smart. Good American expression. We have such a wonderful opportunity. It's very, very rare that one gets the chance to come in contact with such a powerful devotee as Srila
Prabhupada.
I can't impress you enough. Srila Prabhupada is obviously that Senapati Bhakta that was spoken about by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he has given us so much. Lord Chaitanya has made it easy and Srila Prabhupada has made it easier.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu učinio lakim, a Srila Prabhupada učinio još lakšim.
Krite yadhyayato vishnum tretiyam yajato makaya dvaparo parichayadhyam kalotad hari kirtanat. What was possible in Satyuga by meditation,
to je bilo moguće Satyayugi meditacijom,
in Treta Yuga by giant sacrifice, fire sacrifice,
Treta Yugi ogromnim žrtvenim jagnjama,
in Dvapara Yuga by elaborate temple worship,
u Dvapara Yugi sa obilatim obožavanjem hram.
Although it's not fair, but
nije pošteno.
In India,
there
are a number of temples that do not allow us to go in.
Postoji dosta templova koji nam dopuštaju da uđemo.
They consider us to be very dirty and unqualified.
Smatraju nas vrlo prljavima, nekvalificiranima.
In many ways, if you study our habits, we're not trained.
Mnogim pogledima, ako proučavate naše navike, mi nismo trenirani.
It's not that we're not sincere, but we've had bad training.
Ali nismo imali taj trening.
We eat with our left hand.
Jedemo sa našim ljevim rukama.
We don't bathe three times a day.
Ne kupamo se tri puta dnevno.
There are people today on this planet that don't bathe three times a year. Seriously, they say that, they'll say proudly, I bathe three times a year even if I don't need it. We have a lot of bad habits. Believe me, I you don't know, but I have seen it. Having lived in India, I've seen it. And Srila Prabhupada often chastised his disciples in India for making these little mistakes, because he knew that people would laugh at us. So what to speak of elaborate temple worship? We have no idea how many rules and regulations there are. Just like, for example, Prabhupada gave us some rules and regulations for deity worship. And he told us that if I gave you all the rules, you would faint. So I remember, because I was in 1971, I was a head pujari in Los Angeles.
Ja se sjećam, 71. bio sam glavni pujari u Los Angeles.
And then later in San Francisco.
Kasnije u San Francisco.
And I remember that we had very strict rules.
Sjećam se da smo imali vrlo striktna pravila.
Everybody had to wear a mask on their face.
Svako je morao nositi.
Lady, a mask, you know, mask. Because if you talk or if you spit from your mouth, it might go in the prasadam.
Jer ako govoriš, može pasti prasadam, pivačka iznutra.
Ladies especially had to wear their hair back and they had to wear cloth over their hair.
A dame su morale nositi kosu zavezanu zada i kamenu preko kose.
If you even touched any part of your body with your hand, then you had to go and wash your hands. No one was allowed to speak anything in the kitchen except Krishna Katha. And like that, there was a big list of rules at the front door of the kitchen. And that was, we were still Mleches. Well, we weren't, but anyway, it was still not very complete. So Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga. In Kali Yuga, we can achieve perfection just by chanting the holy names.
U Kali Yugi možemo dostići savršenstvo jednostavno pjevanjem svetih imena.
There are no hard and fast rules.
Nema nekih čvrstih i strogih pravila.
Nam nam kari bahuda nija sarva shakti stratrapita niyamita smaranena kalaha. Niyamita, there aren't a lot of rules.
Nema puno pravila.
You can chant in any condition.
Možete matrati u bilo kojem stanju.
And even then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao,
I'm so unfortunate that I don't have attraction.
Tako sam nesretan što nemam privlačnu spremu.
So Srila Prabhupada came and saw that we could not chant 64 rounds a day.
Srila Prabhupada došao i vidio da ne možemo mantrati 64 kruga. Ne.
He didn't demand it.
Nije to zahtjevao.
Although his guru said anyone who couldn't chant was fallen.
Iako je njegov guru rekao kogo ne može mantrati 64 kruga je pao.
You can't enter the kingdom of God if you're still fallen.
Ne možete ući u kraljevstvo Boga ako ste pali.
Under Tamishra, that's where we belong, here, the place of darkness.
Ovdje je mjesto gdje mi pripadamo, mjesto tamo.
Naham prakasa sarvasa yoga maya samavrita. We're under Krishna's yoga maya potency because we don't surrender to Krishna.
Mi smo pod utjecajem maja zbog toga što se ne predajemo Krishna.
So Prabhupada came and he gave us a simple standard to follow. As a sannyasi, he took so much trouble to get his disciples married. A sannyasi is not even supposed to have association with women at all.
Sannyasi ne bi smio imati ikakvo društvo, druženje sa ženama.
Sannyasira alpachidra sarva loke gaya. A white sheet. Tiny little black spot. It shows up in a big way on a white sheet.
Na bijeloj plahti mala točkica, crna točka. Odmah vidi.
Any fault in a sannyasi and sarva loke gaya, everyone will sing about it or talk about it.
I
don't know if they sing about it, but Maybe there was one of my god brothers wrote some songs, Nirantara. It was called Guru Busters. You heard of Ghostbusters? those were fun days. But Prabhupada engaged us in Krishna service. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. By engaging our senses in devotional service and by following the simple standard he gave us, in that we're finding difficulty.
Čak i to nalazimo teško.
But we have to try, folks.
Ali narode, moramo pokušati.
You have to sincerely look into your heart.
Morate iskreno pogledati u svoje srce.
You have to use your intelligence.
Morate potrebiti svoju inteligenciju.
And you have to make an effort to become a pure devotee in this lifetime. Pure devotee means that you have no other interest but becoming Krishna conscious. A devotee asks Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what makes you happy? Prabhupada said, I am happy when I see you struggling. It's not that Prabhupada was cruel. You have to struggle anyway. How many people here find it easy to maintain their families? Are there a lot of jobs in Croatia today? Is the economy doing well? Is everybody happy? Is the government nicely situated? Should we tell some more Tuchman jokes? So you have to struggle to become Krishna conscious, but it's worth it. The happiness which you get from a little bliss, ananda, is so superior. It is rich. It takes time to grow. But it does grow. You have to be patient. Utsaham nischaya dharyat. You have to be enthusiastic and patient. Then you will be able to face anything in the material world. You'll never be in distress. Your mind will be peaceful and satisfied. So there's no other way to live. Otherwise, there's only the net of illusion.
Inače postoji samo mreža iluzija.
Hare Krishna. Any questions? Well, I want to clap too. Any questions? Yes, sir. I already said that sometimes a suffering man does not recognize his own suffering. Sometimes a man will think that he's happy.
Ponekad će čovjek misliti da je sretan.
Like a drunkard.
Kao pijanica. Pijanica.
When he's actually miserable.
Kada je zapravo nesretan.
Sometimes people are just like the example of Duryodhan. He's a very good example.
Kao primjer Duryodhana, on je vrlo dobar primjer.
He could actually see after some time that his cheating, his deceit, was going to bring about his own ruin. Dhritarashtra could see it from the beginning. But they couldn't do anything about it. The attraction of Maya is very strong. Duratyaya. And Dronacharya, Duryodhana's main problem was that he was envious of Krishna.
Glavni problem Duryodhana je da je bio zavidan Krishna.
He was envious of the Pandavas.
Je zavidan Pandava.
And he couldn't surrender.
Nije se mogao predati.
So,
toga.
Therefore, in our preaching,
našem propovjedanju,
we should not immediately encourage people that they have to surrender.
Ne bismo trebali odmah ohrabrivati ljude da se trebaju predati.
We should simply try to present the brighter side. Chanting is very nice.
Trebamo jednostavno pokušati prezentirati svjetli stran. Mantranje je jako fino.
Chanting is yoga.
Mantranje yoga.
People, immediately so many things come into their mind. Oh, that's where I become God, right? I remember when I joined ISKCON, for at least a month, I was thinking that, yes, you chant Hare Krishna, and pretty soon you become Krishna.
Ja se sjećam kada sam ja došao u ISKCON, mislio sam barem mjesec dana. Ok, mantraš I onda postaneš Krishna.
And then one devotee took me aside and said, someone who thinks he is God, G-O-D, he is actually dog, D-O-G. My lower jaw dropped. I was shocked. I said, you mean I'm not God? He said, yes, that's right. So, but by that time I was hooked on the Sunday feast. Wasn't hooked on chanting, but somehow or other, we have to have such a nice community where we are all non-envious of each other, where we all see each other as
Prabhu.
I know it sounds corny. I know it. You heard it before. But one of the biggest, most educated preachers, Rabindra Swarup Prabhu. Has anybody heard of Rabindra Swarup? Professor of philosophy. Very brilliant man. He once mentioned in a lecture that preaching does not mean that I go outside and I convince someone by my philosophy.
da propovjedanje ne znači da ja odem vani i uvjerim nekoga svojom filozofijom.
Preaching means that we create such a nice energy in our community.
Propovjedanje znači da stvorimo tako finu energiju u našoj zajednici.
That when someone comes inside that energy,
da kad neko dođe unutar te energije,
they think, I don't know much about these guys' philosophy,
mislim, ne znam puno o filozofiji ovih ljudi,
but I sure feel good when I'm around these people.
Ali osjećam se tako dobro kad sam u društvu tih ljudi.
So we have to work for that.
I za to trebamo raditi.
And how do we do that?
I kako ćemo to uraditi?
It's not necessarily by having seminars on Stephen Covey. It's by, huh? Stephen, oh, you haven't heard of Stephen Covey? No. Maybe you haven't heard of him. Seven Habits of Highly Effective Vaishnavas. Anybody heard of that guy? I hope so, because I did so many seminars. Actually, I have more qualification than anyone in that respect. I'm a facilitator trainer in Seven Habits. I'm a facilitator trainer in time management.
Ja vjerojatno imam malo više kvalifikacija u tome od drugih, zbog toga što sam taj trener za management, trener za sedam navika.
But I can tell you, we have everything we need in Srila Prabhupada's books.
Ali mogu vam kazati, mi imamo sve što nam je potrebno Srila Prabhupada's knjigama.
Even other books recommended by Prabhupada, like Ramayana and Mahabharata.
Čak i drugim knjigama koje preporučuje Srila Prabhupada, kao što je Ramayana i Mahabharata.
What we need to do is make our heart clean.
Ali ono što trebamo uraditi je očistiti naša srca.
Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajogun, Samudba. This is why we can't have nice relationships.
To je razlog po kojeg ne možemo imati fine odnose.
Because of lust, anger, and greed. And we can destroy lust, anger, and greed by chanting Hare Krishna.
And ih možemo uništiti mantrom Hare Krishna.
Without offense.
Bez uvrede.
Anyway, we have a few more days of discussion together.
U svakom slučaju imamo još par dana zajedničkih diskusija.
I have some very interesting subjects I'd like to discuss with you.
Imam neke vrlo zanimljive teme o kojima bih želio diskutirati s vama.
Any other questions, by the
way? Ali još neko pitanje?
Okay. Yes, yes, go ahead. Peace. Yeah. A lot of times we need to experience a higher taste.
Mnogo puta trebamo iskusiti taj viši ukus.
It's hard to give up the lower taste until you get a higher taste.
Teško je odreći se nižeg ukusa dok ne kušate viši ukus.
And in order to experience the higher taste,
da bismo iskusili viši ukus,
you have to have a little faith.
Morate imati malo vjere.
And people have been cheated so many times.
Ljudi su prevareni toliko puta.
It's hard for them to gather their faith together.
Teško je za njih da skupe svoju vjeru.
But there's no alternative.
Ali nema alternative.
We have to somehow go forward.
Na neki način moramo ići naprijed.
Even in our own institution, we have seen so many problems.
Čak i naše vlastite institucije vidjeli smo toliko puno problema.
I remember when I was young,
sjećam se kada sam ja bio mlad,
few years ago,
prije par godina,
we used to hate organized religion, right?
Mrzili smo organizirane religije.
Institutions, organized religion, they're all corrupt.
pokvarena korupcija.
But actually that's not necessarily so.
Ali to zapravo nije u pravilu, ne mora biti tako.
If we're going to do away with organized religion, then we should do away with organized everything.
Ako ćemo imati organiziranu religiju, onda trebamo imati sve organizirano.
When you go to your job tomorrow, there'll be no business there. Everybody will have gone home because we're not going to have organized business anymore.
Ako odete na svoj posao sutra, onda neće biti nikoga, zato što to isto neće biti organizirano. Jer ako nemamo organiziranu religiju, ne bismo trebali imati ništa organizirano.
When you go home tonight, there's not going to be any street lights, there's not going to be any signals, because we're not going to have organized government anymore.
Kada idete večeras doma, neće biti nikakvih uličnih rasvjeta, nikakvih signala, obavještaja, zbog toga što nećemo imati organiziranu vladu.
Let's do away with all organization.
Maknimo svu organizaciju.
We're not going to have families anymore.
Nećemo više imati obitelj.
You just walk into any building and walk into any door and that's your wife and family for the night.
Uđite u bilo koju zgradu, uđite u bilo koji stan i to je vaša obitelj za večer.
Why be organized? It becomes absurd. So we have to try to improve, that's all. But we have to go forward. We have the institution, we have the preaching mission, and we have our own personal salvation. So save yourself. We need association of devotees. If some of our devotees tonight had not taken the trouble, we wouldn't be sitting here having a discussion. We had a wonderful bhajan. I told a few good jokes. We had a little fun. But if somebody hadn't taken the trouble to organize it, people sometimes they need to experience a higher taste. And our business is to distribute.
Naš posao je da dijelimo
Krishna prasadam, to have Harinam Sankirtan,
imamo Harinam Sankirtan,
and let people taste the holy name.
Pustimo ljudima da kušaju sveto.
Please understand that all of you are very special people. I know you don't feel like that because you're humble devotees, but you're actually very special people. It's not that everyone is going to take up Krishna consciousness. We'll be lucky if 1% becomes a pure devotee. Even at the height of Lord Chaitanya's golden age, many people may cooperate, but how many people will be fully surrendered? Any other questions? All right, let's start the way we finished. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So now you can all go home and have dinner.